This is VOA News. Being a remote, I'm Lisa Milton.
Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in Tuesday as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late on Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in the last 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump. She significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Democrats argued that the decision of picking up a nominee for the seat should have been left to whichever candidate wins the presidential election November 3rd. That's a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. Republicans then refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. President Trump praised Barrett on Monday as one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and he said she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land. Barrett could potentially consider election disputes involving Mr. Trump, although it's unclear whether she might recuse herself since Trump named her to the court. She declined to say at her confirmation hearings whether she would avoid hearing disputes over extended deadlines for voters to return mail-in ballots and other issues pertaining to the election next week. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo implored Armenia and Azerbaijan Tuesday to reach a diplomatic solution to the conflict over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, where 2 months of violence continued Tuesday in defiance of a ceasefire brokered in Washington. While visiting India Tuesday, Pompeo spoke by phone with Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and separately with Azeri President Ilham Aliyev. The State Department says Pompeo pressed the leaders to abide by their commitments to cease hostilities and pursue a diplomatic solution. That's according to a statement from the State Department. Both countries accused each other Tuesday of attacking targets outside Nagorno-Karabakh, this just days after Pompeo met with the foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan and brokered a ceasefire. Their October 24th meeting in Washington was arranged after two failed Russian attempts to broker a ceasefire and the worst outbreak of fighting over the region in more than a quarter century. Myanmar's military says it's investigating the recent deaths of two Muslim boys and the injury of another while the children allegedly were being used as human minesweepers when crossfire erupted between the military and an armed group seeking independence. Army Major General Zaw Min Tun, a spokesman for the Burmese army, said the army is launching an investigation of the incident. He said members of the army brought the bodies of the two boys to their village and took the injured child to a military hospital for treatment. The identities of the boys have not been released. The United Nations says the conflict in Afghanistan has killed and injured nearly 6,000 civilians during the first 9 months of 2020, representing a 30% decline compared to the same period last year. The report compiled by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as direct peace negotiations between Afghanistan's warring parties have been underway in Qatar since September 12th, though without any real progress. Just hours after the world body released its findings Tuesday, a bomb went off in Kabul, the Afghan capital, killing at least 3 civilians and injuring 10 others. UNAMA has documented 2,117 civilian deaths and 3,822 injuries between January 1st and September 30th of this year, saying the war-ravaged country remains among the deadliest places in the world for civilians. And the U.S. Federal Communications Commission is proposing a rule change that would require television and radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.